I'm really happy to be here this morning. I was camping here this summer, and I think I was here one Sunday, and I should have came to church in the morning. So you'll have to forgive me for enjoying God's creation instead of coming here. But I'm really glad to be here. You know, I grew up in a church in Sydney Mines. My mom brought me to church as a little boy. Just like these two little children that are here this morning. And I went to Sunday school. And by the time I was about age 8 or 9, I started to realize there was something missing in my life. Just by the preaching that I heard and the things that my Sunday school teachers were telling me. And I had a few friends that had accepted Jesus into their hearts. And their lives were different than mine. And I knew that. And I remember one night laying in my bed. I can see the bed that I was laying in the room I was in, and just calling out to God, saying, God, I need you in my life. I need you to be part of it. I know that I'm not right without you. And that's the thoughts that I had. I did make a personal profession of faith and went forward in my church, so the people knew that I had made that commitment to him. And, you know, I was baptized as a Baptist in my church. But the baptism wasn't wasn't the thing that saved me. It was the decision that I had made. It was like the thief on the cross who came to that realization as Jesus was next to him that guy on the cross is who he says he is. And that's the kind of conversion that I had. I had this conversion that I accepted that Christ was the person who he says he was. And I was able to ask Christ to forgive me for my sins, and he has. You know, he's been with me. That's when I was 12, around 11, 12, and I'm 55 now. And to think of the trials and tribulations that I've gone through and the places that I've gone, and to see that God has always gone before me. I'm not faithful. I'm a sinner, and I'll stand here and say that I'm a sinner. But to know that God has gone before me to prepare my way, to be there to protect me, to keep me out of trouble, to help my wife and I keep our marriage together. And marriages are hard to keep together. And if it wasn't for Christ in my marriage, I couldn't. As a human, there's no way I can't do that. But with God, anything is possible. And it's been wonderful to serve him. But as I grow older, I realize how awful, awful we are as humans, and why God had to do what he had to do. It was the only way to make things right. It was the only way that we could have eternal life with him and to be pure. He had to send Jesus to die for us. And to think I don't even think we can comprehend what Christ has done. To think that when he was on the cross, he took all of the sins that I'm just talking about me, not the whole world. He took my sins. He took the punishment for the things I have done wrong, for the mean things that I have said to my spouse, and the mean things I have said to my kids, and the other sins that I've committed in my life, and he took the punishment. And he's going to take the punishment for the things that I'm going to do wrong between now and the time he takes me home. Because I will mess up. But thanks be to God that he doesn't mess up. That he is faithful and that he is perfect. Mm. And that is my testimony here this morning. And that God has done wonderful things in my life. But it's only because of what Jesus has done. Nothing. There's no special lineup in heaven for Gideons. Or for Sunday school teachers. It's not the works that we do here on this planet. It's what Jesus has done for us.